BookNotes review this month, Ann Patchett's pandemic novel, a biography of August Wilson, a spin-off of David Simon's homicide, Life on the Streets, and the Booker Long List. Tom Lake is the name of a theatre company in Ann Patchett's new novel of this name. In it, she revisits the idea of family dynamics, as she did so spectacularly in her previous novel, The Dutch House. In the spring of 2020, three sisters return to the family's tree orchard. As they pick cherries together, their mother, Lara, recounts the story of a famous actor with whom she shared both a stage and a romance years before, and her daughters have to rethink everything they thought they knew in light of the secret lives of parents. August Wilson once said that he didn't research his plays, but wrote from, quote, the blood's memory. In his series of 10 plays, one play for each decade, he brought to life the trials and triumphs of the African-American experience, and along the way, he won a Pulitzer, a Tony, and many other honors. In August Wilson, A Life, the first authoritative biography of the playwright, author and theater critic Patty Hartigan, based on interviews she did with Wilson before his death, as well as myriad friends, theater colleagues, and family members, tells the story of a writer who was arguably the most important and successful American playwright of the late 20th century. At the Greedy Reads event this month for Homicide, the graphic novel, Part 1, David Simon described the technique he used for his original book, before Barry Levinson turned it into an award-winning television series, as stand-around-and-watch journalism. In 1988, David Simon, who was at that time a journalist with the Baltimore Sun, was given unprecedented access to the Baltimore Police Department's homicide unit, and he published his celebrated true crime book 3 years later. Now, the French graphic novelist Philippe Squarzone has produced an illustrated noir version of Simon's gritty book. Part 2 of the graphic novel adaptation is scheduled for December. The Booker Dozen, the 13 books that make up the long list for the 2023 Booker Prize, were announced this month. The list includes only a few novels by well-known authors, and it features 4 debut novels. The chair of this year's judges is the Canadian-born writer Essie Edejan, who incidentally earned a master's degree from Johns Hopkins Writing Seminars. And she describes the list as being, quote, defined by its freshness, by the irreverence of new voices, by the iconoclasm of established ones. The Booker shortlist of 6 will come out next month, and the winner will be announced on November 26th. I'll post the long list on the Book Notes page on wbjc.com, where you can always find Book Notes review titles.